This past semester, KGOU's student reporter Sarah Hurd took a walk through the center of the University of Oklahoma's campus and encountered a scene that piqued her curiosity about the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
I mean, look at all these people. They're watching you. You think it's a coincidence that you're here?
The University of Oklahoma's South Oval is a place of almost constant activity. Students pass out pamphlets, write notices on the gray concrete in chalk, offer free food and drinks, and sometimes enter into heated debates. It was there that in November, a traveling evangelist and a student got in a shouting match.
I am dressed like a homosexual, help me, I am a sinner.
This exercise in free speech and others like it occur all over the OU campus. They are guaranteed in the First Amendment, one of the most recognizable and most discussed sections of the Bill of Rights. The right to free speech is often cited, but not always completely understood.
I think a lot of people believe that free speech rights are absolute. They also believe that the First Amendment applies to private parties, and both of those beliefs are inaccurate.
That's OU law professor Joseph Tai. He teaches a class about the First Amendment and notices that many students think their constitutional right to free speech allows them to say whatever they want, whenever they want.
Free speech rights only apply against the government. In other words, you don't have a free speech right vis-a-vis your private employer or vis-a-vis your parent.
Although as a public university, OU falls squarely under the umbrella of government, Tai is quick to recognize that there are always exceptions. For example, OU sports.
In the context of student athletics, it's really complicated because you can view it several different ways. One, you can say, well, you know, the government is giving them something of benefit and they are voluntarily giving up their right as a condition of receiving that benefit. Another way you can view that situation is to say, well, really, once these athletes put on the uniform, they're no longer just speaking as an individual student or as a private individual, but they are representing the university. And the university certainly has the latitude to control its message.
After being recruited out of high school for the University of Oklahoma rowing team, Liliana Campone discovered that there were rules that she and her fellow student athletes were required to follow.
They didn't want you to speak ill of OU. They didn't want you to say anything bad about the team or about your teammates. They didn't want you releasing any information that wasn't already released by OU departments. So, like, if you knew someone on the football team wasn't going to play Saturday, but nobody has released it yet, you can't say that. And even when it comes to Texas, we have that on t-shirts, like Texas sucks, but you couldn't tweet that as an athlete.
According to Joseph Tai, this is a new situation for schools to face.
The Supreme Court has not squarely dealt with the question of student speech, much less athletic speech, in the age of social media. It's about to. Students certainly have some right to express themselves, and I would say even student athletes who accept scholarships. Certainly the government cannot leverage the scholarship money to completely silence these students. On the other hand, it's certainly the case that these students, whenever they speak, they also represent the university, particularly those students who are basically public figures by virtue of their popularity or their prowess on the field. To the extent that they are not simply ever speaking as private individuals, the university certainly has a legitimate interest in making sure that the university is not put in a bad light.
Some issues of free speech are much more clear. One example is the recent case in which then-OU band director Justin Stolarik required members to sign an agreement not to speak ill of the band or repost disparaging news stories about it on social media. Third-year saxophone player Stephen Gonzalez was reluctant to sign the document, but overcame his hesitation out of commitment to the pride of Oklahoma.
So some people were more uncomfortable with it than others, but of course we all love being in Pride and we all wanted to make it a better program, so we did what we could, you know, given the circumstances.
Gonzalez was relieved when OU President David Boren voided the agreement, and so was Joseph Tai.
President Boren did exactly the right thing. The government cannot impose prior restraints. In other words, the government cannot prevent you from speaking or publishing criticisms against the government. What the government can do, however, is punish you after the fact if your speech crosses certain lines. And the contract that band members had to sign were, in effect, a prior restraint. Everyone agrees in modern times that the core of the First Amendment is the protection of criticism of the government. And OU is probably the most direct, immediate, and important government for students.
According to Tai, even if students are members in an organization that receives funding from OU, they must be allowed to speak their minds. The Oklahoma Daily newspaper is funded through a combination of ad revenue, student fees, and a $35,000 stipend from the Office of the President. Editor-in-Chief Blakely Buchanan knows that her newspaper can say whatever it wants, just not without consequences.
We've never gotten in trouble, but we've gotten people mad at us before. So there was a time where we had, it was like a sex issue or something like that, and we ran a small photo below the fold on the front page, it was a tiny little diagram of a drawing of a vagina. And we got in trouble for that a little bit. Not from OU administration or from anyone like that, but this one woman in particular called the newsroom and she didn't like that very much. So, but that was like one of those things that we discussed as an editorial board. And we were like, we think that this has value and we think that this is going to get college age people to pick up the paper and find out what's inside. So,
OU Law Professor Joseph Tai explains.
A student newspaper at the university level, I think, has probably as much free speech protection as a private newspaper like the New York Times against government censorship, even if it is partly funded by the university. What the university has set up by funding a student newspaper is a public forum of some sort. That's the technical term. But in lay terms, what it simply means is that even though the university funds the newspaper, the purpose of the newspaper is to disseminate ideas to the university community, free from state censorship. And so it would be inconsistent with the purpose of that funding for the university to place conditions that restrain the ability of the newspaper to report on certain subjects or to express certain viewpoints.
Although free speech has some limits and consequences, the University of Oklahoma campus remains a space for people to share ideas, which, according to Joseph Tai, is one of its most valuable features.
Students generally have free speech rights, and particularly university students do, because public universities are viewed as sort of the incubators for future citizens and leaders of the community. And so it's particularly a First Amendment concern that students at public universities have access to the marketplace of ideas, are exposed to and able to engage in robust discussion on matters of public concern.
For KJU's Assignment Radio, I'm Sarah Hurd.
Assignment Radio and the Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communications Radio News class allows students interested in reporting to expand their skills and gain experience producing public radio-style features. This was Sarah Hurd's final story for the fall 2014 semester. She also worked in our development office and did quite a bit of work on our locally produced Worldviews program. She's spending this semester studying abroad in Finland, and we wish her the best of luck.